And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Hey, 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 this is Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, and that was Off With Their Heads doing I Am You, an LP that I forgot to turn down. The LP is called From the Bottom, and it's on No Idea Records, and this is Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. Today we have a guest DJ named Pat, who is our special friend, and he's special in more ways than one. And we have Ariel and Layla, so it's going to be a party. Let's see, I'm going to start off with a set that I just threw together of a random pile of good records, so it's going to be a little bit all over the place. We're going to start off with a reissue that's probably a bootleg of Anti-System from the UK, circa 82-83. And this song is one of the rest songs. It's called Breakout.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
Okay, how's that for some variety for y'all? That was Aritila, the Mega Crust M Beat Band. I was trying to figure out if there's already a word for the Motorhead discharge style. Head charge. Nobody knows. Anyway, Aritila has a new LP, and it's on Feral Ward Records, a high quality record label from Portland, but they're from lands afar. And who even knows anymore if a band that sings in Swedish and Finnish is even from Sweden or Finland? So we'll just leave it at that. Before that was Eddie Current, Suppression Ring out of Australia, doing Wrapped Up, and that's off of an LP that is released here in the States on Goner Records. And LP is called Primary Colors. Eddie Current, Suppression Ring also has a 7-inch that just came out recently on Iron Lung Records. Of the band Iron Lung, which is kind of a funny, cool combo. Anyway, moving along. Before that, Black Rainbow from right here in San Francisco did Pinpricks off of their 7-inch, which is on Thrill House Records, which is our friend Fred's label. And we start off with Anti-System. I gave you the wrong track name. It's actually Schoolboy. And I blame that error on the fact that there's no writing on the labels of that record. But anyway, that's enough of me. You're still listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, I hope, and our guest DJ Pat is sitting right next to me. How's it going, Pat?
Hey, it's going all right.
Cool. Is there any rhyme or reason to the choices of songs you have for us today?
The first four or five bands are bands I enjoy seeing live regularly in the Bay Area. And the first is Axis Edition from Oakland. It's off their new split with Sadville on Inkblot Records from Brooklyn.
All right, here it is.
We'll be right back. Ghost Rider, motorcycle hero. He's a looking so cute. Sneaking round in a blue jumpsuit. Who's riding a motorcycle hero? Baby, he's a blazing away. Stars in the universe. Ghost Rider, motorcycle hero. Baby, he's a screaming the truth. America is killing its youth. Baby, he's screaming away. America is killing its youth. America's killing its youth. Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider.
That was Suicide off of their self-titled LP that came out in 77. That's the band I should have seen in the last year. Let's see. First was Axis Edition off their new Sadville split on Inkblot. A track called First Wave. After that was Godstomper, their song Family Crisis. It's from a split with Magruder Grind on Nuclear Barbecue Party Records and To Live a Life Records. Beautiful. And then, let's see. We had the Street Eaters demo. They are... I guess they're technically from Alameda. It's John from the Fleshies and Meg from Neverending Party with a song called Never See You Around. And after that was Oververt from Reno with a song called The Stranger. They are wonderful and really awesome guys. And I believe after that I played Cacistocracy. They're from Asheville, North Carolina. They're 7-inch. On Humdinger Records and about 30 other record labels. It's a song called An Apology. And now it is time for Awesome Ariel.
I've got an awesome, sorry.
She's eating
eating a Tofutti Cutie, which is what you wish you were doing right now. I have a set of things that I've been listening to, and then I pulled them all out and realized it was all old peace punk and one new band. Sorry.
Surprise.
So the first song to start things off is going to be Honeybane, and it's going to be, what's the name of this song? Girl on the Run. Sorry. Let's go.
We'll be right back. So one for the war, two for the war, three to get ready now, war on the poor.
You do in the war, in system is given our consent. Atrocities are committed by our vicious governments. National pride is induced by media propaganda, glorifying wars with heroic memoranda. Teaching allegiance to our bloodstained cloth, to the flags of our nations, we've given our oath. The public's moved that shit and believe they are free. But who needs a fucking flag to live in harmony? Burn the flags, tear them down. A part of the system which holds us bound. Break down the walls which separate us. Destroy the system which promotes distrust. Nation against nation, team against team. They divide us the people into those extremes. Communists and capitalists, which is your choice. Either way you choose, you haven't got a fucking voice.
In the attack, we're together free from their grasp. Act now, act fast. Their systems are cancer and it's killing us all. They oppress the masses and make us crawl. We baffle money to those in control of murder. The corporate institutions that hold us prisoner. Chevron and Beatrice, go for wine. Red wine through logos, America's pride. These leaders of nations are all corrupt. Only working together can we make it surely.
Right, so that was A State of Mind with Shit's Pride off of their split with Chumbawamba from like 85 or so, Paul tells me. Before that was The X with Rules, and that's off of their Disturbing Domestic Peace LP from 1980. Before that, the legendary, the awesome, the Zounds with War. And that's, was that a little bit too much? Was that hyperbole? I don't think so. Before that was Chronicity with War on the Poor. The only not old band in my set, they put this 7-inch out last year. And it's on Obscurus Press out of Gainesville. You should check it out if you liked it. And starting off the set was Honeybane with Girl on the Run. And next is Layla playing some fucking psycho jams.
That's what you think, but in actual fact, I'm going to recite a poem that I wrote about how oppressed I am because the Anarcho Pie cut into my set again. I've been oppressed by Zounds. I have been oppressed by Honeybane. And so I guess my 5-song set about psychos has been cut short. At any rate, first up is Fury from Washington, D.C. with a song imaginatively titled Psycho. whoa, check it out. Aniko Pi prevailed, and I was able to play my full set. And in tribute to their thankfulness that I feel, I played an Aniko Pi song, which I don't know if you can detect, but this was the track listing. First up was Fury with Psycho from their 7-inch on THD Records. Then was The Fool with Psycho Mafia from a record that's probably more popular for the Bingo Master breakout song, but that song is a slow burner for sure. Then The Sonics with Psycho. Then Sears with Psycho System. You know, that's how you detect it's an Aniko band, because they said something about the system. I hear that they are against it.
Not as much as anti-system, though.
Yeah. Yeah, anti-system are really against it. But anyway, you should watch out for this awesome new Aniko band called Rad Squats. We're playing in Goldmar's front room next week. Please come. We're playing with Discarriage. Anyways, last up was Psycho from Boston with Contempt. And apparently they have a double LP being reissued. They're an old Boston hardcore punk band from the olden days of old times. Apparently you've been listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
Oh, let me say it.
Paul wants to say it.
This is the best part of the whole show.
And now for the best part of the whole show, presented by Paul Awesome.
That's right. You've been listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, and you can send us records, tapes, or CDs. Two copies is always appreciated, one for the reviewer and or one for the radio show. Send it to P.O. Box 460-760, San Francisco, California, 94146 in the USA. And you can reach us on the web at radio@maximumrockandroll.com. Our URL is radio.maximumrockandroll.com. And soon on our website is going to be a new program called You Got a Problem. It's an advice show, a call-in show. And if that doesn't make any sense, you'll just have to click on it to hear it, because it's pretty cool. It's done by Aaron Yankee and Arwen Curry, and it's going to be a regular feature, and I'm really excited about it. The last song of the radio show today is going to be one that, from my random listenings before the show, turned out to be a pleasantly awesome surprise, because I've never heard of this band. They're called Gordon Gano's Army. They're from the UK. This is off of a comp, or a four-way split, depending on how you look at it, with Shang-A-Lang, Dude Jams, and Dan Padilla on Dirt Cult and Fast Crowd Records. And like I said, this is Gordon Gano's Army. Maybe it's Gano. I don't know. But the song is called Fading Out. Thanks for listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
I try and tell you something's happening, but you're not listening. I've been spending some time with the things that I left behind. I found it hard, but it's hard to find. Oh well, whatever, never mind. Every year is that much harder to shake. I know just how hard it is, but I try to show you nothing's happening. But you're not listening. I've been spending some time with the things that I left behind. But it's hard to find. Oh well, whatever, never mind. I try to talk, but there's nothing to say. I'm a familiar crowd, but I've lost my way. I speak, but there's nothing left to talk about. Try to vent my mind, but the words won't come out. And you're fading out.
hey, check it out. We still got a minute, so bonus track. This is Systematic Death off of a track I can't figure out the name of, and it's off of one of their two double LPs that came out recently, and it sounds like this.